All right, welcome back everybody for another deep dive. Today we're going to be talking about something I think a lot of us can relate to, and that is the power of music.
Yeah.
And specifically, how those uplifting tunes can really impact our mood and maybe even, you know, reduce some of that anxiety we all feel sometimes.
Absolutely.
And helping us out today, we've got some excerpts from a fascinating article called Pasted Text.
And looking forward to it.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. I mean, I'm always fascinated by, you know, how these little things, music, can have such a big impact on how we feel.
Yeah, you don't always think about it.
Right, right. It's like almost automatic.
Yeah, definitely.
But there's obviously something deeper going on there, right?
For sure. And I think what's so interesting about this topic is that, you know, the power of music, it goes way beyond just like personal taste. You know what I mean?
All right.
It's not just like, oh, I like this song. You know, there's actually real science and a neurological basis for how music can like literally shift our mood and even reduce anxiety.
Okay. So let's dig into that. So the article we've got, it's basically saying that listening to uplifting music can actually like really cause a noticeable boost in mood and a decrease in anxiety. Mm-hmm. Something we've probably all felt, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like when a certain song comes on and it's like, boom, your whole outlook changes. But like, what's going on in our brains when that happens?
Right. Well, I think the key here is that when we listen to music, it doesn't just like, you know, just hit our ears. It actually stimulates all these different parts of our brains.
Oh, wow.
Including the areas that are, you know, associated with emotion, with pleasure, even with memory. And specifically upbeat music, particularly music in a major key and with a faster tempo, that kind of stuff can actually trigger the release of dopamine.
Dopamine. Okay, now that's the, what is that, the feel-good chemical?
The feel-good neurotransmitter.
The neurotransmitter, yeah. So is music basically like hacking our brain's reward system? Is that what's happening?
In a sense, yeah. The reward pathway in the brain, it's obviously super complex. But essentially, when we, you know, experience something pleasurable, like listening to a great song, dopamine is released, which then reinforces that behavior and makes us want to, you know, do it again, you know, seek it out.
Yeah.
Uplifting music just has a way of tapping into that pathway, like directly.
Interesting. And the article also mentioned this thing about cortisol. I don't know a lot about cortisol.
But... yeah. Cortisol is, it's a hormone that gets released in response to stress.
Yep.
And it's important to have some cortisol, you know?
Right.
But if you're constantly exposed to high levels of cortisol, that can be really bad for you.
Okay.
And so what's really fascinating is that studies have actually shown that listening to uplifting music can help to regulate those cortisol levels.
No way.
Yeah. And that actually helps to reduce the physical effects of stress.
So it's not just about like masking negative emotions. It's about changing how our bodies actually react to stress. It's crazy.
It's powerful stuff.
It really is. Now, I want everyone listening to think about a song that always lifts their mood.
Yeah, we all have one.
Got one in mind. Keep that feeling in mind as we go deeper here, because wouldn't it be cool if we could, like, harness that power, you know?
Yeah.
Anytime we needed a boost.
Exactly. And that's where I think this idea of, like, the potential applications of music gets really exciting.
Yeah.
Because imagine, like, if you're on your commute and you're stuck in traffic, you can put on your, you know, your favorite playlist. You've had a challenging day at work. You know, you listen to some music when you get home. Even in, like, moments of, like, high anxiety, music can be so powerful.
It's like a personalized mood booster almost.
Exactly. And I want to be clear, you know, it's not like a cure-all.
Right.
But it can be such a valuable tool for managing mood and stress.
I love that idea. It's like having a soundtrack for your life in a way.
Huh.
Now, I know some people might be listening and thinking, oh, come on, this sounds a little too good to be true. Is there really enough evidence to support this idea that music is that powerful?
You know, it's understandable to be a little skeptical, sure. But the research on music and its effects on the brain is really growing rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
There are literally tons of studies showing positive impacts of music on mood, on anxiety, even on pain management.
Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah. And of course, you know, more research is always good.
Sure. Yeah.
But I think the findings we have now are really encouraging.
So it seems like uplifting music, it's not just a fun little distraction.
Yeah. Right.
It's a genuinely powerful tool that we can all use.
Absolutely. And I think it leads to a bigger question, right? Like, if music can shift our moods that quickly.
Yeah.
What other things in our environment that we might think are really simple might have a bigger impact than we realize?
Oh, interesting.
What if we're like surrounded by these potential mood boosters and we're just not even aware of them?
That's something to think about, right?
I think so. It's worth exploring.
It definitely is. Thanks for that.
Of course.
I think we all learned something today, and all of you listening, we'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.
See ya.